Yeah, it's actually a very interesting story. My wife was in Pennsylvania for the weekend. We have a newborn child, so sort of attached to my wife is the child. I was sort of doing the babysitting gig while she was taking classes at a local university down in Pennsylvania for a couple of days over the weekend. And we got there, and I was just looking for something to do, and I was looking at sites in the area, found the national parks, thought maybe I'd take the little girl for a walk, and realized that the Flight 93 Memorial wasn't too far away, about an hour away. And I thought, well, this is something I felt, this is something if I'm going to go out there, if I'm going to go look around, that I really wanted to see. I mean, it's a part of American history. It's something I was around, something that I witnessed, the horror that day on September 11th. And there were American heroes who took that plane down in that field. And I thought, oh, let's go check this out. So that was something I decided to do, and I was happy to do it. It was a very humbling experience, I think, for myself going through that and seeing everything that took place that day.
Explain to me what you saw and felt when you got there. And as a memorial, it's a very kind of unique, as any memorial is, they have to kind of capture what took place there. What did you see when you kind of drove up upon it, and does it just appear out of nowhere, or how do you get to it?
Yeah, you can't see it from the road, at least the road I took down. You can't really see it. I mean, it's tucked back there. This is an open field. There's not much around. You've gotten outside of the Pittsburgh city limits, and it really is just a bunch of farmland that's out there with a bunch of small country homes. That was the thing that struck me the most. I mean, this isn't anything spectacular that you're going out and seeing. And then it's a national park now that you can go in there. And as you pull in, you sort of start to feel, I don't know, anytime you go to a memorial, I think you sort of see that this is a place where lives were lost. This is something that represents the heroes of the United States. And I think this one was a little bit different because as you pull in, it starts to dawn on you, at least it did me. Every memorial I've been to, the wall in Washington, D.C., the memorial of Iwo Jima, every memorial you go to has something to do with soldiers, people who signed up to fight in these battles. This one's different in the fact that this is 40 citizens who got on a plane that day. It ended up being delayed in Newark. They heard about what was happening around the rest of the country, and they decided to take matters into their own hands and took this plane down, took over the plane, and ended up taking it down in this field in Pennsylvania.
The memorial itself, it seems like a long walk. I mean, is that kind of what it is? Is it a time for reflection? Tell me a little bit about there's a visitor center, I guess, mm-hmm. that's sort of up above. How is it situated that you go and sort of explore this place?
Yeah, the visitor center is actually really cool, and that's one of the first things you see. And you walk in there, and there's several walls, I guess would be the way to put it, or displays set up that take you through the events of what happened on the day. And the first thing you see is early in the morning, you've got the planes that are taking off around the country. It tells you how many are up in the air at any given time, and then it takes you through the events of the day. And that's how you know that this flight was delayed while the other ones got up in the air. And then you see when the first flight hits the World Trade Center, then the second flight, and then the passengers call. And what's unique about it is you get further back into this, there's displays for each of the individuals who was on the plane this flight. It tells you where everyone was seated, from the terrorists to the locals to the stewards and the pilots who were on this flight as well. So it's really unique in the visitor center. And then once you walk out of there, it's almost a reflection. It's a big walking path about 3 miles around. It goes in a circle, and it gives you an opportunity to sort of think things out as you look into this field and you see this boulder that represents where the plane landed and where they lost their lives. And then once you get a little closer around, there's also a big wall that has the names of every single one of the passengers who was on that flight, the pilots, the workers on the flight, and of course the passengers. So it's a really unique experience, a very humbling one, as I mentioned, as you take that walk.
Now, there's pictures in the national park, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. They have on their site. And being in Pennsylvania, the land, there's hills, there's mountains around it. This is a flat land in there. They've incorporated the landscape, I mean, quite a bit into this, right?
Yeah, it really is. And it's unique, too, because as you talk about reflecting, there's an area where there's a bridge, and then it just kind of leads into said landscape. And there's a hill you walk up to get back to the visitor center as it goes in a big circle. But one of the things it says is this land's going to change. Things are going to grow over it. Trees are going to grow. And that represents the United States as well, and something that we look back on. but it'll make us better in the long run. We came together on September 11th, and you start to recognize these things, and the country continues to change, continues to prosper despite what happened on that day.
As it says, even on a glass window, I think when you overlook it, it says, a common field one day, a field of honor forever.
And it really is. It's a unique experience, too.
When you went, was there many people there? What was sort of the kind of the sense or the feeling of people who are there at that time? Is it just kind of a quiet, you know, kind of moment? Or what was that for you?
And when you walk into the visitor center, I think that's really the first thing you notice is how quiet it is in there with how many people are there. It is. It's a place I think people come to sort of remember and do remember what happened on that day. And as you walk down on the walkway, things maybe a little more lively as people take a look and read the names on the wall and people explain to their children what took place on that day, because it was some time ago now, 15 years. So there were young kids there who hadn't experienced
and so at
this
point,
it.
The landscape is still scarred, obviously, from when the plane came through. But as you say, they're just kind of nature taking its course to reclaim that space, in a sense.
It really, and that was one of the surprising things. You talk about it still being scarred. A lot of it's been cleaned up because the federal government has come through. They've taken the evidence from the site. And there's no longer a hole in the ground. And that was actually one of the questions I asked the park rangers. I said, where did everything go? I mean, why is there no longer a hole? And one of the reasons was because the family still comes here to remember it. And they didn't think it did any justice to have that hole in the ground for the family, for them to remember it in that way. So what they've done is they've placed a boulder out there. And there's also on that walkway, there is a black sort of walkway, I guess I would say, in its own, that sort of stretches out into the field that shows you the flight path of where the plane went, and then a boulder marks its final resting spot and where those, because obviously there wasn't a lot found as far as bodies right after that, but that's the final resting spot of those who were on right Flight 93.
It's a lot, like as you mentioned at the start when you talked about many memorials you go to have a war component, the mm-hmm soldiers. You go to Pennsylvania further, you can go to Gettysburg, and you can see a lot of those yeah battlefields or whatever. This is sort of like a very unique situation with the fact that it was just citizens going about their day and taking an event into their own hands. Of course, this is the 15th anniversary of September 11th, this coming Sunday. Obviously, events are being planned for that location as well as at the Pentagon and in New York City as well. Matt, I just want to thank you for, you know, sharing a little bit of that with us. Did you take many pictures, or was it one of those moments where you were just kind of absorbing it as a human as opposed to try to document it for something like that?
Yeah, like you said, the second way around, it was just something I sort of took in. I didn't think there was much to really take pictures, and you feel a little odd taking pictures of a final resting spot, and inside I was just trying to take as much in. And I think one of the unique things, too, in that visitor center is it gives you a little bio of each one of the people who were on the flight. So you sort of learn, I mean, this is a high school kid who was still playing football. You have a man who was on a work business trip. So it was kind of neat in that way. And I don't know, I'm not a big picture guy, so I didn't take too many.
Well, in that sense, it's almost as if anybody who goes there, they almost can see themselves
exactly
represented on that plane by the diversity of the folks that were on that flight 93 back in September of 2001.